Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. We have an awesome message for you tonight. And if you, any of you, have joined this meeting from an archived source, please understand we're on a live teleconference call. We'll have people calling in from all over the country. And so we are going to wait just a few minutes for them to get here to get started. And anytime you digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us, you would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363. And if you want to know more about Freedom's Way Ministries, go to our website, www.freedomswayministries.com. That's freedom with an S, way, ministries is plural, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S.
And if you
would like to say hello, now is a good time to do that.
Ministry.
Sounds like Becky.
Hi.
Welcome.
It's me. Thank you. I'm excited.
Who else wants to say hello?
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it okay that I say hello?
Hi.
More than okay.
Hello, Philip. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hi,
Baxter.
Becky. Baxter. Wow. Okay, I'll take it.
All right.
Anybody else?
I met a kid tonight who, he's such an amazing kid. I'm trying to figure out how to give him your number. He's an Eagle Scout. He is an amazing young man. Hang on, I set my alarm to make sure I was on tonight. I was talking to his mother, and he's searching for a church, and he lives across the street from me. And I was trying to figure out a way. You know, he's in high school.
Becky, back up. We'll have to talk about this another time.
Okay. He's searching for God.
Okay. Well, we'll help
him. He's searching. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Okay. Who else wants to say hello?
Hello, Vicky.
Hello,
Nancy,
Vicky from
Vicky.
Stephen, Cindy, and Montana.
Stephen, Cindy, and is that Nancy I heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you.
We are
now coast to coast with the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Sorry.
That's fine. Who else wants to say hello? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Say hello, callers.
Hello.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi there. Hello.
Anybody else want to say hello? Welcome. Welcome our text. Hello.
Good afternoon, Vicki. Hey, Claudia.
Hey there. How are you?
Hey, sis. Fantastic. Thank you. Everything going okay?
Yeah, everything's good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you, Mitch.
Marty, thank you, young lady. Thank you. Hey, Pastor Phil.
Hey, Brother Mitch. Great to have you. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And y'all too. And God bless. Thank you. Thank you for everything y'all do. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Mitch.
Okay. I heard another couple of callers come in. Would you like to announce yourself?
Hello.
Hi. Who is that?
Vineb.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah, we're up here in the ER listening to you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, she's at the ER with my son Josh up there. He's having a little difficulties today, so they got him in the ER. They've been there all day long, and they can't get him in the room yet. Been sitting there all day.
Oh, my. But Josh said hello here. He's here, too.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, hi, Josh.
Hello, Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Josh. Welcome. Okay. Are there any other hellos before I mute your telephone?
Hey, Miss Vicki, how are you doing?
Hey, Kyle, welcome. Okay. Praise the Lord. And just hold on for those of you who might be new on the line. What that means is you'll still be able to hear us, but we will not be able to hear if there's any noise going on in your background. So everyone will have a clear line for the message. Pastor Phil's going to open us up in some prayer.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, thank you. We are grateful. We are thankful. We are thankful for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. We are so happy to be on this journey with you, Father God. You are good. And thank you for leading and guiding and strengthening your people. Oh, I'm praying ahead of time here. Forgive me. Let me introduce us. Hallelujah. Okay, let me start over. I'm Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority, which are growing and growing with time. So thank you. We are glad that you're here. Anything we can do to help you come into your full true identity, we are willing and able, and just feel free to contact us at any time. So I'm going to, this message tonight, let me say something about this. This is a powerful message. You are going to be blessed. It's in the series, Chapter 7 of Higher Faith, Greater Power, and Deeper Peace. And tonight, the title of the chapter is Difference Between Old Covenant and New Covenant Faith. So you are going to be blessed. So buckle up your seatbelts. I'm going to pray us in, and we'll get started with this message. And be in expectation tonight. Hallelujah. God is going to move. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that you have anointed this word for your people, for this day, for this hour. We just thank you that you're with us, Father, that you're leading and guiding us, and that you have a great plan with this message, and your anointing is on it. And in the name of Jesus, we come against any interloper, or any foul spirit that would attempt to divert, blunt, or distort this message in any way that would prevent it from doing what God would intend it to do. And again, we say, Holy Spirit, have your way with us tonight and in this message, and bless your people abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And let me just say, honey, I don't think you can pray too early. Get ahead of yourself, you know. Anytime we pray.
Right. And God is moving in a powerful way in this day and hour. And I'm seeing it more and more every day. Anybody wants to talk about that, I am willing. Please give me a call. Hallelujah.
Okay. So let's get to it tonight. We are now moving into higher levels of faith toward God. We want to step out of old covenant faith and deeper into what God has for us on this side of the cross. Just as Abraham found faith that pleases God, we are seeking to do the same, not just occasionally, but every day and in every way. The things Abraham found about faith are still applicable today. And I just want to recap them for you. They are Abraham found he could receive from God just as if he had never sinned. He found that God was for him and not against him. He found how to stand and how to act on God's word to him. Abraham found that faith that pleases God speaks the things of God into existence. He found that faith that pleases God does not consider circumstances or surroundings. He found faith that pleases God does not stagger at the promise of God. Abraham found faith that pleases God does not compromise. And he found that God will perform his word and that God's word has authority.
These elements of Old Covenant faith are all still true today. Every one of these attributes demonstrates faith that pleases God. It is still true that it is our belief which makes us righteous, and not anything we can do in our own strength or reasoning. Faith is not a product of reasoning. It is the product of the recreated spirit. But consider, if you will, what Abraham had is old covenant faith. There is something more, something greater on this side of the cross than what Abraham had. We touched on now faith throughout the first part of this book and mentioned new covenant faith here and there as we went along. It's time to really focus on the differences between then, the then, and the now when it comes to the things of God. We'll be spending the majority of our time in the book of Hebrews. Paul is speaking to born-again believers throughout this book. These people were not newborn babes in Christ, but had been well taught for the most part. Many of the people in the first church had firsthand experience with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We know this to be true because of the word in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will?
Wow. Thank you for that word, Lord. So we know the people had heard the truth, but apparently something of that truth had slipped away from them. Perhaps they had already become complacent about the word they had heard. Paul told them they needed to be teachers, but they were still lacking. Basically, Paul told them they were lazy and stupid. They had no understanding, even after having been sent ministers to bring them truth and the Holy Spirit to confirm the truth they had been taught. I'm going to read that to you in Hebrews 5, 11 through 13. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when, for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, according to what Paul wrote earlier, there were some who had entered the rest of faith that is spoken of in Scripture, but obviously they weren't acting on it. You ought to be teachers. Instead, you haven't even grasped the basics. In another place, Paul exhorts believers to remember that they were illuminated and they needed to consider that. Think about this in terms of today's church. We still have a great number of believers who have heard the truth, yet they apparently need to hear it again. Why do I say that? Because we, the church as a corporate body, are not walking in the power of God. And we, I'm including myself in this, and we, the church as a corporate body, are not resting in the faith of God. Help us, Lord.
So if not, then why not? Perhaps we, the church as a corporate body, are in old covenant faith. We're still waiting for the promises. We're still standing on the promises. But we are not converting those promises into benefits. We're still following the faith and patience of those who did not inherit the promises rather than the ones who did and who have. Our faith needs to move from the level of old covenant and into the level of new covenant. The better thing Paul speaks of in Hebrews. In Hebrews 6, verses 9 through 12 state, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. That we thus speak, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Wow. Paul told these believers, don't give up the faith of your fathers, but it's time to move on. And then he began to teach them again in order to bring them into a higher level of faith. How did he do that? I think he began by clearly explaining once again the doctrine of Christ. Doctrine is teaching. It literally means the expression of Christ, including his words, his thoughts, his reasoning process, what Jesus taught by the words he spoke and the life he lived. Look at Paul's words again and go on from there. Remember, there was no chapter and verse when these books were written. Chapter 5 of Hebrews flows directly into chapter 6.
And I will flow that for you. Hebrews 5:12 through Hebrews 6:3. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. We, the church as a corporate body, cannot leave the first principles and go on to perfection when we lack understanding of these first principles. Still, even though it's not possible to move forward without understanding the doctrines, the church has been trying to do that for a long time. Many churches and individuals have laid aside these first principles as instructed by Paul and are trying to rush headlong into perfection. But that completeness is not available and cannot be grasped and held without the understanding of the first principles, which are the doctrine or expression of Christ. This is an aside. They were just laid out in Hebrews chapter 6, the first three verses. Now, somebody out there is thinking, well, what does this have to do with higher levels of faith? Everything. Understanding the truth. Understanding truth comes by hearing and reading truth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A more thorough understanding of the doctrines of Christ is available on Freedom's Way's website. And I just ask that when you receive truth in God's Word from any source, don't just add what you gain to your collection of Christian materials to get around to someday. This is what hindered the first church. They had the information, but they weren't heeding it. Our goal at Freedom's Way is much like Paul's. We want you to come forth in power, advancing the kingdom of God, not sitting back in old covenant faith by standing on the promises. We want you to actually be moving and living in those promises, converting each one from promise into benefit by moving into new covenant faith. We want you to see and experience your full inheritance just as Paul wanted that same thing for the first church. Hallelujah.
We must not stay in old covenant faith. There is something better. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 24. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor into blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they had heard and entreated that the words should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Think about these amazing scriptures. Old covenant faith had the wrath of God and his untouchable presence. When Moses wanted to see the glory of God, he had to do it from the inside of a cave. And when he was in the presence of God, the glory was so great it was later reflected from his own face. Priests mediated for the people and stood between God and the people. Not just anyone was allowed into the holy presence of God, the most holy place. Those who were permitted to do so entered that place with exceeding fear and trembling. This is true even for the mighty man, Moses, whom God had handpicked to lead the people out of bondage. Throughout Old Covenant times, only the high priest could enter the most holy place, and he did it with a rope around his ankle and bells on his robe. This man had to be holy, sanctified, and cleansed of sin before he could go into the most holy place of the presence of God. If there was sin in the priest's life, he would die. The bells were to let the people know he was still living, and the rope was to pull him back out if the bell stopped.
Wow, hallelujah. Now, on this side of the cross, and because of the perfect sacrifice of the Lord Christ Jesus, who took away the sins of the world, we can come boldly before the throne of grace. We can approach our Father God directly and personally. We are now in the presence of angels and in common union with those who have gone before. This is because we can enter the person, not simply the presence of Christ Jesus. Because of our position in Christ, we are in the Anointed One and His anointing. That means we are in the spirit realm with Christ and His angels. Therefore, we have an intimate connection to the force of faith, which dominates and destroys Satan and his demons in the natural world. Praise God forever. Faith is the force, and we are the enforcers in Christ Jesus. This is new covenant faith, not old covenant faith. This is faith that moves us into effectiveness in the kingdom of God. Not complacency that leaves us stagnating in a pool of promises which never come to full fruition because of our inability to convert them to benefits. Oof. This kind of faith, new covenant faith, which allows us personal access into the throne room of heaven and intimate conversation with our Heavenly Father, comes from the better sacrifice, the better covenant, the better promise. It is higher faith. We must recognize and consider Jesus' faith in order to transition from Abraham's faith to Jesus' faith.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verses 2 to 3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. These verses tell us Jesus was able to look beyond his circumstances. His faith gave him eternal vision. He knew his purpose, which was to make a way for you and me to be fully restored to what he created us to be. We are the joy Jesus saw on the other side of the cross. We are told to consider Jesus and what his faith enabled him to accomplish, lest we become tired or sick and faint, which translates be loosened, broken up, destroyed, or dissolved in our minds. We find it very interesting that minds in this verse does not mean our soul or our actual mind as we think of it. It means spirit. If we lose sight of Jesus and what he did for us, our spirit man is seriously, adversely affected and could even be broken up and destroyed. It is our focus on the finished work of the Lord Christ Jesus, which keeps us intact. It is his faith we are to move into, faith that sees through the eyes of eternity, not through the eyes of present misery. If Christ did it, we can do it. It isn't because we're capable or strong, it's because Jesus is capable and strong, and we are in him.
That's worth saying again.
It isn't because we are capable or strong. As a matter of fact, Paul said, you know, when I am weak, he is strong. So it's not our strength. It's because Jesus is capable and strong, and we are in him. Hebrews 8 and 6. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
Hallelujah, Lord. The better promise, the higher faith. What does that look like? The book of Hebrews, our great faith book, revolves around a basic precept, which is this: no more consciousness of sin. Let me say that again. Our great faith book, Hebrews, revolves around the basic precept, which is no more consciousness of sin. In the Old Covenant, The people of God were consistently reminded of their sins. There were daily sacrifices of peace offerings, burnt offerings, sin offerings, trespass offerings, meat offerings, and so on. In addition, there was a yearly festival in which the sins of the nation were atoned for by the high priest. Israel had continual reminders of their sin. They were fully and daily made conscious of sin. Old Covenant faith was dependent on daily blood sacrifices to purge sin away. But the best these sacrifices could offer was still only a temporary cleansing. Hebrews 10, verse 1 through 3. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? But because the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year.
That's right. But New Covenant faith is not so. Hebrews 10, verses 9 through 14. Then said he, lo, I come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. Hallelujah. By thee which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Praise his name. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 9, verses 24 to 26. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. But then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world has he appeared to put away sins by the sacrifice of himself.
Oh, hallelujah. If I had a chandelier, I'd swing on it. Sin has now been put away. Let me repeat myself. Sin has now been put away. Our enemies were totally defeated, and we are now to put them under our feet. Jesus is expecting his enemies to be put under his feet. Jesus is the head. We're the body. So we have the feet. It's time to allow our faith to rise up and stomp some demons. Old Covenant faith was sin conscious. New Covenant faith is righteousness conscious. I will say that again. Old Covenant faith was sin conscious. New Covenant faith is righteousness conscious. No longer should we be looking at what's wrong with us. We should be looking at what's right with Jesus. No more sin consciousness. From now on, it's righteousness consciousness. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. God intended for his believers to understand him, to comprehend his love for us, and not to continue in sin consciousness. We must stop beating ourselves up over our past and over the things we do wrong now. New covenant faith changes our focus from inward and backward to upward and outward. New covenant faith comprehends the love of God. Like Jesus, we are to look beyond the circumstances, knowing that God's love for us is unconditional and everlasting. His forgiveness is complete. His plan for us is good. And his plan never fails. The end result is going to be awesome, no matter what it might look like right now. Now that we have free and open access to the most holy place and into the intimate presence of God, we can be partakers of his holiness. Hebrews 12:10. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Thank you, Lord. That was Hebrews 12:10 for whoever's taking notes.
Hebrews 12:10 says, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. The divine nature of the living God is ours. It is in us as we are in him. The faith of Christ Jesus makes this possible. Recognizing and pressing into that faith makes the possibility a reality in our lives. Moving from old covenant sin consciousness faith into new covenant righteousness consciousness faith is a matter of partaking of his divine nature within us and then demonstrating it to the world. The reason for our faith is to show forth the manifold wisdom of God to powers and principalities, to unfold the mysteries of God and bring judgment on evil and justice to people. That was and is a major part of the eternal purpose which was purposed in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. in whom we have holiness and access with confidence by the faith of him. The eternal purpose restoring us and the world to what Jesus originally created and intended is accomplished by the effectual working of his faith through us. This is the higher level of faith available to us, the new covenant faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. It enabled him to endure the cross, to overcome the world, and to destroy the works of the devil. It enables us to do the same, and it all begins and is centered in our partaking of his divine nature.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to look now at a few verses from the book of John. As an aside, this is Jesus' prayer to the Father. It is the last prayer before he goes to be crucified. That in itself makes it very weighty. John 17, verses 9 through 26. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours. And yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your own name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me, and I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so we are going to pray and seal this word tonight. And we ask that you pray along with us out loud. And most of you know the reason. Because God can read your mind. But devils or demons and angels cannot. They need to hear it spoken into existence. So if you'll pray out loud with me, let's seal this word tonight and this growth into new covenant faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God.
Father God.
Thank you for taking me into new covenant faith.
Thank you for taking me into new covenant faith.
Faith that enables me to endure all things.
Faith that enables me to endure all things.
To overcome the world.
To overcome the world.
To dominate hell.
To dominate hell.
And to destroy the works of the devil.
And to destroy the works of the devil.
I know that this kind of faith only works by love.
I know that this kind of faith only works by love.
So I ask you, Lord.
So I ask you, Lord.
For a fresh infilling.
For a fresh infilling.
Of your unending.
Of your unending.
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
Eternal love.
Eternal love.
So that I can love others.
So that I can love others.
Just the same as you love me.
Just the same as you love me.
Fill me up, Lord.
Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah.
I want all who see me to behold your glory.
I want all who see me to behold your glory.
So that everyone will know.
So that everyone will know.
You sent your Son into the world.
You sent your Son into the world.
Let it be so, Lord.
Let it be so, Lord.
Help me demonstrate your manifold wisdom.
Help me demonstrate your manifold wisdom.
To powers and principalities in the spirit realm.
Powers and principalities in the spirit realm.
Help me be a pure enforcer of faith.
Help me be a pure enforcer of faith.
In the natural realm.
In the natural realm.
And not a false authority.
And not a false authority.
I repent to you, Father.
I repent to you, Father.
For having been sin conscious.
For having been sin conscious.
For dwelling in the past.
Dwelling in the past.
And all the horrid things I did.
All the horrid things I did.
Forgive me for beating myself up.
Forgive me for beating myself up.
In those times when I slip up, even now.
In those times when I slip up, even now.
Help me to stop doing that, Lord.
Help me to stop doing that, Lord.
Forgive me for losing sight of who you created me to be.
Forgive me for losing sight of who you created me to be.
And for looking at myself and others.
And for looking at myself and others.
With an evil eye of negative criticism.
With an evil eye of negative criticism.
Lord, I admit I've lived a false identity.
Lord, I admit I've lived a false identity.
And now I want to put away the false identity.
And now I want to put away any false identity.
For good and forever.
Good and forever.
I repent to you for receiving the lie of hell.
I repent to you for receiving the lie of hell.
For believing the lie of hell.
For believing the lie of hell.
And for living the lie of hell.
And for living the lie of hell.
The lie that I've allowed to define me for such a long time.
The lie that I allowed to define me for such a long time.
I declare to you now.
Declare to you now.
I am who you say I am.
I am who you say I am.
Give me, Lord God.
Give me, Lord God.
Eternal vision and righteousness consciousness.
Give me eternal vision and righteousness consciousness.
So that I can keep and use the faith.
So that I can keep and use the faith.
You put within me.
That you have put within me.
To advance your kingdom every day.
To advance your kingdom every day.
I know that the blood of Jesus.
I know that the blood of Jesus
is all powerful and effective.
Is all powerful and effective.
To completely restore me.
To completely restore me.
To the person you created me to be.
To the person you created me to be.
From before the foundation of the world.
From before the foundation of the world.
And I pledge.
And I pledge.
To cooperate with you.
To cooperate with you.
As you work these truths in me.
As you work these truths in me.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
That the snare of the devil.
That the snare of the devil
and the lies of hell
and the lies of hell
are broken.
Are broken.
And I am escaped.
And I am escaped.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I just take the sword of the Spirit and I sever generational cords of iniquity, of old covenant faith, religious thinking, sin consciousness, beating themselves up, anything, Lord. I just cut that off completely. And I send back in the Spirit every ungodly thing that attaches itself to you who have prayed this prayer. And I take back for you every godly thing you were meant to have. And in the name of Jesus, I just praise you and I thank you, Father, that you fill your people. I cast those lying devils into the pit. that have given them false identity, false views of themselves and of you. And I thank you, Lord, that this truth fills us all so deeply and so permanently that we cannot be shaken from it. Fill us up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bring us closer. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, hon. And if anybody has a comment or a question for tonight, you can push the *6 keys on your telephone keypad. That will unmute your phone so that we can hear you. And, well, it just gets better. Comments or questions? *6.
Yes, this is Nancy, and I would like to set up an appointment to talk with you personally.
Okay. Would you please text me at 904-993-2876? That way, I will be able to get to my calendar tomorrow and get back with you.
Okay, that was 904-993-2876.
Correct.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you, Nancy. Love you, too. Anybody else? Questions, comments?
As always, we just get deeper and deeper, and I thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Claudia. Hallelujah. No, it is. We are going for a swim. That's true.
Thank you.
But the lifeguard is with us. If there are no other comments or questions, I'm going to ask...
Thank you, brother and sister. Thank you, brother and sister. The water's good, too. Thank you. The bread is excellent. Praise you, Jesus.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Mitch. God bless you. And
get my headset back on.
Yeah, we send a prayer up for Josh tonight, Lord.
Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Just touch him in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. We receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to mute back.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, Mitch. Anybody else?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm asking if there's anybody else had any comments tonight. Any questions concerning this, or is it just, are you digesting? Praise the Lord. If you need to hear it again, we'll be back on Friday night with the same message, but as the Holy Spirit leads. I remember in my early days of studying the Word and listening to teachers that there were certain teachings that I needed to hear over and over and over again for me to get it. And they actually changed me. But it was a process, praise the Lord. So we will be back on Friday night with the same message. If anybody has no further comment this evening, I'd say God bless you. I ask the Lord to encamp his angels around you and to seal this word in your heart and to give you, as he says, in all you're getting, get understanding, to give you understanding to how to operate this new covenant faith and to walk in victory and glory as God has designed us to be or to do. Lord, we just thank you for this word. I ask you to seal it in the hearts of your children. Speak to them tonight, tomorrow, and the further on into the week. Give them understanding of what you are speaking to their hearts and how to walk in new covenant faith and resurrection power. Hallelujah. There was no resurrection in the old covenant, but there is resurrection power in the new covenant. And it is a better covenant, and it is a blessing from morning to night. Walk in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this word. We give you glory. We give you honor. Yes.
Maybe. There were resurrections in the old covenant to point to resurrection power.
You couldn't
resist. You knew I was going to catch you on that, didn't you?
I knew it. Praise the Lord. So as Aaron the high priest blessed the children of Israel, the people of God in the Old Testament. Actually, I think we need to have a discussion on that. But as Aaron the high priest of Israel blessed the children, we close our meeting with the Aaronic benediction to bless you into this week. God bless you as you receive. You do it in Hebrew and English. Praise the Lord. Receive, receive. Yivarechach Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai pano ve'lecha ifunecha. Yisaw Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Lord, we receive your blessing. Camp your angels around your people this week, Lord. Give them a God-filled, glorious week, and give them divine appointments to let them see where they are in you. And empower them, Lord, to move and do exploits in your name. And we thank you for all that you are and all that you do, Father. We give you all the honor and the glory this evening in the mighty, precious name of Yeshua. Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think what you meant was Abraham, there had not been any resurrections. Abraham had nothing to reference in thinking that God was going to raise Isaac up again, because there was no experience in that. But later on, there were resurrections, like the Shunammite woman's son that Elijah laid on and all that. So, but in any case, we'll be back here. Yeah, we'll be back here in the morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. Please join us. Love you all.
Love you. See you in the morning. Good night.
Good night.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
God bless everybody. Good night.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all. We love you.
Love you too.